glimmer, glimmer, leap. Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my favorite worms and gardeners, Lance Lulu. Good evening.
Cool. Hi. Good evening. I just got that sliver out.
Nice.
I know.
You got your sliver out of your cherry red hands, did you?
Yeah. My hands are completely stained out from pitting.
From munchies.
No,
grazing.
Pitting.
Oh, you've been pitting all day.
Yeah, pitting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've got some great munchies going on here. Lance brought in some mulberries, and we've got the bag of cherries from Lulu. And you might hear some munching going
yes,
on.
Yes, you might. And the cherry tree, the ladder, oh, my God, the cherry tree is so tall. I have the highest orchard ladder you can possibly buy, right? And I get to the top, and I'm so scared.
Yeah, those are scary, spooky.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. It's high.
You don't want
high.
To stay on top, huh?
No.
No, 14 footer.
No, it's not a 14. It's bigger than that.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I
huge.
Have a. Okay. It might be a 16.
What's your ladder, Lance?
10.
10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to go higher than a 10.
Yeah.
And I used to stand on top, but not anymore.
Uh huh. And did you stand on the ladder to get these mulberries?
No. You put sheets down and they just drop off.
Oh, nice. I like
that. Yeah, that's so convenient. That's such a nice. Mm-hmm. Attitude that they have.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's how we like it.
Yeah.
Okay, it is a call-in show, and Jeff's in there ready to take all of your calls. So ring us at 527-4868-1866-KVNF now. And I think the grazing that's going on in the garden is just really fun right now.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of stuff from peas and lettuce and spinach. Well, the spinach is pretty much done, but... you know, I actually starting to, I shouldn't say this, carrots.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Did you hear that, everybody?
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your peas are out now, right?
Yeah, it's just too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, then, you know, I picked the rest of them yesterday morning, and that was that. I'll plant again mid to late July.
Yeah. Not so bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
I'm going to get ready to plant kale and the fall arugula.
Uh-huh.
For arugula pesto, the big leaf arugula.
Uh-huh. Yummy.
And my parsley. Oh, I'm so depressed. Oh, man.
What makes you so sad?
You know, I planted my parsley last year. I put my seeds in, and it was perfect. I had the timing perfect. Do you think I wrote it down? No.
Oh, uh-huh.
Nope. It's lost forever, so now I just have to fake it again.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
That's
my motto.
Yeah. Boy, that's mine. Yeah, howdy.
Yeah, howdy. Okay, so what are you putting in now that the peas are out, Lance? What are you putting in that
Well,
bed?
I still have some. First of all, I mentioned earlier that I have 5 different plantings of lettuce and cilantro and green onions from stuff I'm harvesting right now to things that will be harvested in a month.
So different stages of
all
that
different,
stuff going on.
Yeah, and I'll be planting. I got the next area ready for the next planting of that. But some of those plantings are in the where those peas were, so I got to get those out.
Okay.
And so, but I'll dig all that area up, and it's probably about 20 feet, and I'll plant rumba carrots back in there.
Okay, more carrots.
More carrots.
And that's the
oh
small
my
carrot.
God.
Yeah, and I need to grow rumbas. Carrots out for seed next year, so I'll take 60, 70 of those at harvest time or late October and set them aside for seed production, and the rest I'll store, sell, whatever.
Yummy. Why don't you give us a carrot report?
Oh, carrot report. Okay.
Yeah.
Fourth bed is thinned and ready to go. And I also planted a 10-foot section of the Scarlet Keepers, and they're slow growing, so I planted those a little bit earlier. And that's all thinned.
Mm-hmm. Are your carrots about timing-wise doing the same as they normally do, or has this hot, dry summer changed your carrots up at all?
No. As long as I got water, they're actually growing mm-hmm. a little fast.
You mentioned earlier carrot insanity.
He's got it, man.
Yeah.
He does.
Carrots,
I know.
Right? So I've started to thin my beets and my... You know what's happened in my garden? It's been slow to germinate.
As far as what crop? Just everything?
I just planted my squash and the beets and the collards. And then the beans sprang right up. And then I think it was the roly-polies and the sow bugs or something sprang right on them.
Right?
Yeah.
Filthy little rats.
That's why I buy a 50-pound bag of diatomaceous earth. Mm-hmm. And it's near the garden. And I use it every evening.
Yeah.
How does that work on box elder bugs? Because if I see one more of those little boogers.
it cuts the insides up. So how it kills them is it goes through their ventricles, mm-hmm. the air, where how they breathe. And it cuts their lungs and stuff
that
up.
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
It's gruesome.
Yeah. Gruesome.
But, you know.
But worth it.
Yeah.
And they're only on the edges of my garden beds. They're not.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I know these beans are the victims of. Yeah. It's not mm-hmm. slugs.
Yeah.
Because it's not a slug attitude. You know, slug would probably just get. They weren't big enough to eat a slug to hold a slug up.
Yeah.
So the slug would have just eaten the tender shoot. Mm-hmm. You know, and got on it that way. But the other one that I like is that sluggo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, sluggo. And yes. That's a powdery thing or what?
No,
what
it's
is that?
Little pellets, and mm-hmm. it's considered an organic, death to everything that you want to kill that's related to a slug. It's got iron in it or something.
I think it's copper.
Copper or iron, they get an overdose, which is great because then it goes into your soil too, mm-hmm. which is, you know, not a bad thing around
right.
here.
Right, yeah. Feeding the soil.
Yeah.
Well, okay. 527-4868-1866 KVNF now. We know there's a lot going on out there. You're probably in your garden right now after the heat of the day.
Man, what? It's still 100 degrees. I just had to make a speed run to go get the cherries that I forgot, and it's 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on the thermometer outside of dependable.
Oh, uh-huh.
So maybe it's not quite 100 now.
But. It feels like it, and no rain in sight, and so probably going to run out of water here at some point rather soon.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
I'm trying not to think about it. Mm-hmm.
But what are you doing because of that, Lance? You're planting more? Or?
Yeah, instead of planting.
He doesn't have to worry about it. He's got
the well's good this year. We'll mm-hmm. see if it stays dry. We'll see what happens next year. Mm-hmm. But because of that. Mm. Because that I'm going to be planting, instead of planting cover crops, which is what I start doing, I'm going to plant more, you know, beets, daikons, carrots.
Yeah.
right.
I really won't get into greens. Maybe a late planting of greens, but I don't really have the space to plant a large plantings of greens. Maybe a good fall crop of spinach and lettuce.
Nice. So more food. You're going to put more food out there.
Instead of cover crops. I'm going to be watering one way or the other. Might as well do it this way this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought what I would do is just, you know, keep the tomatoes and the peppers and the collards alive and the other stuff as I need, if I can. And
right.
Call it good. You know, what do you get? What? That's it.
Yeah,
at that point, it's just going to be what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If we get to, you know, maybe it'll rain.
We sure hope so. That would feel quite nice. Lance, you were talking a little bit earlier about sprinklers and how to adjust your sprinklers so that you're maximizing the
water. I've seen this driving around.
I want to say something about that too.
And when you see a sprinkler going full blast and it's misting, the misting is water that's just blowing off. It's never going to touch the ground. It's going to evaporate.
Mm-hmm. What do they call those things that fall out of the clouds that don't? Vapors? Vespers?
Yeah. So anyways, what I'm saying is don't turn the sprinklers on full blast and get a heavier thing. And you can look and you can stand to the side and you can see the mist coming off and it's just blowing away. Mm-hmm. So
keep it low.
Keep it low and closer to the ground.
Okay.
You know.
When I run my number three line, I have a sprinkler that's up high, and the pump puts so much pressure out, I get some mist.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also still getting a lot of water that's coming straight down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you gotta figure it out. But the best thing you can do for yourself is figure out how much water your sprinkler is actually putting out. Mm-hmm. You know, get a flat bottomed, I don't care, use a juice can. Who cares?
Or a tuna can.
Or yeah, anything. Mm-hmm. Tuna can is great, yeah. And I figure if I get a half inch, especially because I'm just germinating some stuff now.
Yeah.
Half inch is fine.
Yeah.
Especially if I do it every night and every underneath stays just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea because at this point in time, if you're watering, you have a tendency to want to soak and maybe you're soaking
and
too much.
Maybe you're doing too much, you know. So just time it. The other thing that it's really handy for is, and it's so easy now because everybody's got a phone. Every phone has a alarm, stopwatch, whatever that thing is that I use all the time. And just set your timer and figure it out. So if you need 15 minutes to get a half an inch,
there you go.
Set your timer, bada bing, go move your hose. And it's not a bad idea to start figuring that out anyway because it's not going to get any better with the water around here.
Right, right.
I move my sprinklers every 20 minutes.
Every 20.
And I've been doing that for years. That's
me
what
too.
Works.
Me,
every 20 minutes. And I don't have a timer. I got a clock in my pocket.
Right.
Right.
So I do a half hour. I do half hour sets. And I do half hour sets, especially where I have a lot of the vinca so that it can get underneath. And that's good.
Yeah.
And I don't do it every night. I do it every 2 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is when you're pulling, if you're pulling hoses, you overlap by half.
Mm.
Okay, lots of people.
Oh, sure.
The sprinkler's only this circumference. And then you move it over here and you're only spraying into the edge of where it did. You're missing. You got to put the sprinkler, the next setting is right at the edge of where the last one ended.
So, yeah, overlap.
So, right. So you have the overlap.
Right.
There you go. Otherwise, you're going to miss a big patch there.
Yeah, you're going to have dry spots in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, I mean, you can figure that out, too.
Yeah.
You know, you can put your cup around and figure it out and get really efficient about using your water. The last, I think this, I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to get this right, but the last four droughts, that have been, three of them have been since 2000.
I go with that. Yeah.
The 1976 one, and then the last three have all been since 2000 in varying degrees of difficulty, but.
Absolutely. Last 15, 20 years have been.
Yeah, it's getting.
Regular drought.
Yeah. Regular drought, you know, but. You know, everything is so weird now. It could change in a heartbeat. So if it's really that much water warmer and there's that much water evaporating out of the oceans, it's got to come back down somewhere. Might as well be here.
Come on, monsoon. Yeah, That's what I say.
Come on. You look out there, you see on the radar maps, right, and you see the whole Pacific Ocean and you go, Santa Maria, there's not a cloud in sight.
I know.
Come on, give
one
it up.
Little cloud, like Come a sucker on. Cloud that we can all chase and try to find the shade.
Give it up. Come on.
Right.
Hello.
Okay, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now, and it is Jane on the line from Paonia with a water question.
Oh,
hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Hi. This is a quick one. I think both Lulu and Lance talked about watering every half hour, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I question, what are you watering every half hour? If it's seeds, yes. I could never get to one half hour. But if you have established things you're watering, don't you water deeply and then less often?
Good question.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
good question.
That's good.
That's totally valid question.
Yeah. Well, if you saw the size of my garden, there's no way that I can water it in one day. So I'm watering in the morning, before I go to work, and I water in the evening. And I technically get the beds twice a week at best.
Okay.
And row crops and stuff once a week to every 10 days. So, and I'm moving things around. And things are really drying out fast.
Yeah, drying fast.
So I actually still, with all that watering, I'm actually still have dry spots.
I bet.
Right. And so where I do a half hour sprinkler, my sprinklers are they aren't like a big drop sprinkler. They're more of a misty kind of sprinkler. And they're watering, a lot of it is where there's a onto the vinca, which is so dense it takes a long time for the water to get underneath all of that vegetation. And then, yeah, I'll back off accordingly. But at first I was watering more just to get the moisture down because mm-hmm. there wasn't any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
is that a good spot for like a drip irrigation system, something like that?
The vinca?
Mm-hmm.
No, because you'd have to have a hose every foot.
Yeah.
Right, because there's so much of it.
Because there's so much of it, mm-hmm. yeah.
And the other thing that I have is I have fruit trees, and people are mistaken on the root system of fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell
that's not
that.
The drip line. It is another 20 to 30 feet out.
Whoa.
And mulberries that I have that are huge are 50 feet beyond the drip line.
Okay.
And the reason why I can tell is they have yellow roots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you could spot the roots.
Yeah.
Right.
And so even though, yes, I got these beds, like right now I have these onion beds that are almost being overhung by the drip line of the mulberries. And if I don't keep them wet, seemingly water, the mulberries will suck everything up.
Yeah, wow.
Right, and I have that trouble with the maple trees
mm-hmm.
that are on the edge of my garden, and the maple roots are a blessing and a curse. They do an amazing job of keeping that top layer of soil super spongy and
uh-huh.
aerated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if I don't rototill hard in the spring, that nothing would grow. And now the roots have all been rototilled up. The tree is putting more roots out. And, yeah, you know, it's watering is a tricky thing. You've got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I was going to water my rhubarb tonight, and I stuck a shovel in the ground and laughed my butt off.
It was still wet in there?
Yeah, it's perfect, mm-hmm. you know. Uh-huh. You look at the top of it, and there's some cracks, which mm-hmm. I'll eventually fill in with mulch. And you look at the top and think, oh, my God, you know. It looks like the Utah salt flats, the Bonneville salt flats or something,
right.
you know. And then you stick the shovel in there, and it's beautiful down uh-huh. underneath. And the dirt is soft and, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point, Lulu, is to really test that dirt because
yeah.
it does look like hard clay on the top.
Yeah, I think that's what we're both saying, is you really have to pay attention to just set a sprinkler and say, yeah, good enough is not good enough. And becoming more conscientious about your water use is, you know, it's a privilege to even have the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, don't abuse it. Figure it out.
Yeah, you can do a lot. I was talking to my cousin who has a hay farm down in Olathe. And because he's intensely managing his water this year, he's still going to get 3 cuttings.
Nice
really?
Work.
Just from good water management.
Just mm-hmm. staying on top of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Yeah, really paying attention. What? Mm-hmm. How much do you really need? And where's your moisture level? And right now is the peak of when you're going to be losing your moisture. So
yeah.
if you get a drop on, get it. If you get if you figure out. Get the drop on how much it takes to dry your soil out.
Mm-hmm.
You can push and go a little further in between waterings
yeah.
and so forth and get a little more bang for your
yeah.
drip.
Yep. Bang for your drip.
Drip for your drop.
There you go, Jane.
Whatever.
There you have it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I think Jane always has some good questions.
Yes.
I
uh-huh.
know. She's yeah. always got something. It's a good thing. Because it's important, you know?
Yeah.
And it's great to share. I love that about this show, is that just everybody shares what's going on.
Yeah, so some of y'all calling. Come on. You can do it. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now.
Do it to it. Okay, grapes. Let's talk about grapes.
Oh,
because
yum.
They are coming on all over the place. What are you seeing there, Lance?
Well, I'm seeing that they're sizing up really fast.
Yep.
And of course, obviously, it's early. But mm-hmm. I've never seen them as large as they are.
I haven't
really?
Either.
Yeah.
I haven't either. And all of my varieties.
Mm-hmm.
I have three varieties. I have the Concords, the Reliance. They're on the big trellis.
Yeah.
And then on the side yard where it's just no man's land over there on the Rio Grande Garden. Holy cow.
Yeah.
They're liking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The shade, you know, it's shadier over there, but they get intense sun in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wet now, you know, for a while.
Yeah. But it just, they had a good pollination or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever it was.
And they're just going to town.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already exhausted, and it's like, I'm going to deal with all this fruit now.
I know. It's going to go from these cherry-stained hands and lips to the grape-stained hands and lips.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I was thinking that today. The ladder is right there on the cherry tree for one of the last really high spots that I have to go and pick. Yesterday I was up there and the wind would blow. And and it's a huge high ladder. It's the highest one you can buy, right? I'm up there. And the wind started to blow and the branches and the tree was swaying and I started to get vertigo and I thought, this is not good.
Hang on.
Oh, man.
You know, it's good to have cell phones. I carry mine wherever I go, just in case.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, I was up there with the birds going.
The birds? What about those birds? The crows and the magpies are just going nuts, huh?
Right? Are the crows over at your house, too?
Oh, yeah.
What's up with the crows?
The crows are on a mission. I don't know, but.
And the magpies. I call the magpies the committee.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Because they sit out there and they bah, 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 bah. They got so much to say to each other. It's crazy.
And I don't have any.
You don't have any, really.
I only have one robin that's got a nest, and they're fledging. They're not flying. They're hopping around the apricot tree nest is in.
Uh-huh.
And that's all.
Yeah, my birds are on their second mating, so the eggs are probably going to, if they're not in the nest, they're going to be there soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen, when the mulberries come ripe like this, I've seen 20 robins on the ground eating them.
Oh,
and I don't,
how cool.
I have just the two feeding babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's different this year,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you noticed kind of a slackening in robin population?
Yeah, there's not as many robins, but
I'd have to say for sure.
I don't have as many birds.
No, I know, but in town, I don't see as many robins.
I haven't seen. Earlier I did, but no, I don't see any robins right now. I think the crows and the magpies have run
chased
them off.
Yeah.
Them off, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're thinking, yeah, I'm not putting my eggs here. Forget it.
Yeah, right.
Because they'll come and get them, the crows and the magpies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's rough out there.
It is rough out there.
It's rough. You got to be smart. You got to be on the beam.
Yep, and you've had some lizards, Lance, up in your...
I have those, some people call them stripies or striped lizards, and they're really not a lizard. I looked it up, it's a skink. They're quite shiny.
What's a skink?
A skink is another type of lizard.
Is it like a...
Only they have a smooth, shiny skin.
So is it like a salamander?
No, they're not moist.
Oh.
But
where lizards are more dry
and have a coarser skin. These have smooth skin and they're really fast.
Yeah.
And they don't sit still at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it running.
Lizards.
I was watching it and it ran off with a cricket in its mouth and
nice work.
Yeah, so it's probably eating grasshoppers and anything. But it was fun to watch that. It's like, well, I've never seen that. So
you know what I saw the other day? A baby praying mantis.
Ooh, love those.
Yeah, isn't that cool? I mean, it was...
Baby one.
It was only about... Well, it was a baby still. It was only about an inch long. And it was real bright green. And
Yeah.
Think about how little a praying mantis must be when it starts out. You know, it comes out of its little chrysalis.
Too cute.
Yeah. And then they make it somehow to be adults.
Yeah. Hey, talking about grasshoppers, I don't remember last week we were talking about leaving your grass as tall as it'll get these days.
Yeah.
So that your grasshoppers head for the grass and maybe out of your garden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, it just, if you're kicking up dust when you're mowing your lawn, you got a problem.
Don't be mowing.
Let your grass grow.
Yeah.
My lawnmower is at the highest setting. And yeah, it doesn't look, you know, like that perfect tabletop. But I'll tell you what, it's emerald green back there. And wow. I watered it for the first time in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's really great.
Yesterday and today. Because those roots are way down there. And it's shady where my grass is, too. I have to throw that in there. But raise them up. Raise up your lawnmowers and get off the dirt with them. Jeez.
Right. Okay, 5274-868-1866, KVNF now. Speaking of growing things and shading things, dry beans. Lance, you were talking about dry beans, shading your weeds.
If you got a good germination on the dry beans and they grow evenly, you hoe the weeds once, which I just did last weekend. They grow so perfectly even and stuff that they shade out the weeds. So I probably will not have to hoe those. Maybe there'll be some bindweed.
Sure, sure.
But
there's always
there will not be any more annuals, any purslane or grass or any of that kind of stuff. It's done.
D-U-N. Done.
Yeah, done. Yeah. I won't touch, just water them.
Well, that's always been my methodology in my gardens is plant so much stuff the weeds don't have a chance.
Yeah, when the carrots get thick, I don't have to weed it. Yeah. Every once in a while, some bindweed, but everything else is history.
Right. That's a nice little helper.
Yeah.
Helpful hint.
Yeah. Plant it thick. Yep. Plant, you know, plant a lot, plant often. Just keep throwing stuff in there, you know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was going to ask Lance, do you know that little flower, Cupid's dart?
No, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. Well, I've got it. And that is such a nice little dry land flower. I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, because you're always talking about love in a mist. And you can't plant that with everything because it kills it off. But the Cupid's dart is sort of semi-perennial. I mean, it's a short-lived perennial. And it'll fill in any place where you have sun and you want to just, it can take drought like nobody's business.
Wow.
And it's a nice little plant.
Cupid's dart.
Yeah,
like
Cupid's
dart.
Yeah. I wonder what its Latin name is.
Yeah, love in the mist will, if it gets really thick, will stunt the growth of the plants around it.
Okay, so
or
you
even
be careful.
Even stop some germination of some seeds.
Okay.
Like I have Datura, which is Jimson weed. And if there's love in the mist around, it won't grow.
It won't. Okay, we have time for one more question, and it's Nikki in Norwood. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I love your song. Well, I'm just going to agree with about the robins. You know, like there aren't as many robins in Norwood either. But there are more blackbirds and all that, magpies.
Interesting.
And I wanted to ask about tree fertilizing, you know, like shrubs and just trees, like your evergreens and whatever. Now, on a drought year, do you fertilize in the spring or not?
Well, I would have. Yeah, if it's a drought year and you're going to fertilize, you have no water to get it to grow, so it might actually be detrimental. It'd be better just to mulch. It would be better just to mulch.
Okay.
And not fertilize. Yeah.
Oh, good. And that's what I thought. Yeah. And even if it was an okay year, you wouldn't do it now, right?
No. Yeah.
And not in the fall.
Late fall, you could fertilize and have it go into the ground all winter long.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do it in November.
Late fall.
In November.
Yeah, I've got a nice pot of fertilizer going, and I'm starting to second guess myself to putting it on the trees.
Unless you have water to keep the growth going, don't fertilize on those things.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Nikki. All the way down in Norwood. Thank you for listening.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so cool. I found the Cupid dart Latin name, but I can't say it. Here it is. Catananachana.
Catananachi cuckoo.
It's like that. It's like Catananachi.
Just rolls right off your tongue.
Carulia. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful little flower.
It's a beautiful little flower. It looks a lot like chicory.
Chicory, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, it looks a lot like chicory, but except for that it
has more petals.
It has more petals, and it's bottom parts, its leaves and stuff, don't look anything like mm-hmm. chicory. They're kind of lancy-like, you know, spiky. Mm-hmm. Not spiky,
lancy.
But thin. Mm-hmm. Thin and a little bush of them, a rosette at the bottom, and okay. then they come out the top.
Nice. So. All right. Lots of great information. And thank you, Jane and Nikki, for your calls and questions, because it's already a half an hour. That's just...
I know, huh?
Flew by. Right by, so flew right by. And so that brings us to next week. Next Tuesday we'll be back, and it's getting close to the 4th of July holiday, so cherries are going to be everywhere up here in Paonia.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Come visit for Cherry Days next week. And we'll be back next Tuesday at 6:30, and it's Tar with One Woman's Perspective coming up next on KVNF. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns.
All right. Have a good evening.
We'll catch you later. Good night.
Which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.